You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
This episode of Vita Doggy is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/Vita, V-I-D-A. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player.
Hola mis amigos de Vida Doggy, I hope you are all having a great summer. For us, it's been full of excitements with events around the city benefiting our canine friends. We start with Alpo's reading of their handbook, Real Dogs Eat Meat, with Ty Dix as host. This is the first virtual reading ever. And as he read random chapters, the lecture was seen live online at www.alpo.com. It was really fun to watch, and believe it or not, the dogs reacted to each reading every time. It was so funny. We have the recording sound bites, so let's listen.
It is my great pleasure and honor to introduce Tay Diggs, the host of Alpo's first ever book reading event, Four Dogs.
They love it. They love it.
Thank you for having me. I'm delighted to be here at Alpo's first ever book reading for dogs. You guys look great. I'd also like to give a shout out to the winning pawthers who traveled from different parts of the country to join us for the unveiling of the Alpo Real Dogs Eat Meat handbook. Real Dogs Eat Meat, the handbook, a common sense guide to help dogs be dogs. Dedicated to any dog who's ever spent time inside a purse. Chapter 3, The Great Outdoors. This one is by a dog named Miller. How you feeling, Miller? Miller says, I love sticks. No, seriously, I really, really love sticks. And the best place to hunt sticks down is in the woods. You've heard of a big game hunter, right? Well, I'm a big stick hunter. All right, chapter 5, named Miss Manners, by a dog named Tyson. Tyson says, I'm a real dog, a drooling, clumsy klutz. I love to smell like mud, dirt, and wet dog. I like drool on my furniture, hair everywhere, and I like to clean my muddy paws on the carpet.
With this book, we kind of just want to bring it back to the basics, you know, and treat dogs the way they should really be treated, probably the way they want to be treated, which is to be loved, you know, to be exercised, to be fed. They can go to the website, alporealdogs.com, and there'll be a, for people that didn't get a chance to come down, and hear the book reading, they can see it all online and get more information.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Hey, boy, how you doing? What am I doing? I'm creating your own life book. It's a website that's just for you. Remember that picture I took of you pulling off Lisa's bathing suit? Yeah, I know, me too. I'm putting that awesome picture on your lifebook page. We'll see what comments we get. And that great video we took of you standing on the table with your head inside the turkey? That's definitely going on there. No, it's easy. It only took me 2 minutes to set up your page. I chose a great theme, and I can connect with millions of other pet parents. I can also create a memorial lifebook. No, not for Grandma. But we can make one for Fluffy, remember her? And we can even put links to our favorite pet charity. And friends can make donations. People can create their own life book for their pets by going to PetLifeRadio.LivingYearsPets.com. Or they can sign up on the Pet Life Radio homepage. Where's Lisa? She's outside by the pool. Hey, come back here! Create your own life book for your pet. PetLifeRadio.LivingYearsPets.com.
coast to coast and around the world, it's All Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. All Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, this is the place for a special paparazzi treat. Only on PetLifeRadio.com. Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
I want to commend Alpo with such great idea. Jose, I know that this company is on the vanguard when it comes to pet food. I remember in Puerto Rico, my parents, even my grandma, mi abuela, buying Alpo for Capitan, their dog. Great memories from my beautiful island and knowing about Alpo when was growing up. Well, and after the reading, the owners and the dogs were mingling, taking pictures, just having a good time. So I took the opportunity to talk with Charles. Charles is one of the directors of Sean Casey Animal Rescue, and he was there with three of his nueve mastiff dogs. Qué impresionantes. These dogs are huge. Remember, I am own by Chihuahua, so for me these dogs were like being in front of bears. But what gentle creatures. I understand that they are therapy dogs that Charles trained himself, and he takes them everywhere. But I wanted to know what Sean Casey Animal Rescue is up to, their new plans, what's coming up, and got really exciting news from them. This is what Charles told me. Tell us about all the exciting happenings for Sean Casey Rescue.
We have a lot of things going on right now. We're currently working on an additional space that we're looking to move into, a 5,000 square foot space that we just signed a lease on. We're hoping to move into in the next month or so. At that location, we'll be able to house at least 100 dogs, which will double our capacity, and about 50 cats, which will double that capacity as well. And then moving forward, we're looking to purchase, acquire an adoption van so that we can go out into the city of New York and double the amount of adoptions we do currently.
That's fantastic. You're always, you're always so helpful no matter what time anyone calls you or anywhere, you're always right there. Being one of the person that's always doing, advocating for rescue around in the city, I really appreciate that you're always helping us as well, especially with the Chihuahuas.
Well, it's our pleasure. We really love what we do. We love animals. We love dogs. We love cats. We love what we do. So that lends itself to being passionate and being able to be available. And we just think that most of the people that are in the community are really wonderful people. And we think the world of you, Ada. We love you to death.
Thank you.
We consider you part of our family.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Now, tell us about Broadway Unleashed.
Yes, Broadway Unleashed. It was our first event this year. We developed a relationship through Broadway Barks, this woman who performs in Mamma Mia. Her name is Judy McLean. And we developed a relationship with her. And, we offered her and invited her to become the spokesperson for the rescue. She welcomed that. And then she literally took the bull by the horns immediately and said she wanted to do a fundraiser for us.
Well, we saw a couple of celebrities there. Sheeta Rivera was there. Bernadette Peters.
She rolled up her sleeves, and she really rolled out the red carpet and asked all of her friends to come and be a part of it. And so at the event itself, we had people like Bernadette Peters there. We had Cheetah Rivera was there. We had a slew of Broadway performers, as well as some TV and radio personalities.
I saw Dr. Marsala, Dr. Jill with MyDogWalks.com. It was a fabulous event, and everybody was having such fun. And of course, it makes it better when you're doing it for a great cause.
Yep.
And we know that next month in June, we are also having are going to be having you part of the Chihuahua pageant.
Yeah, we are very, very excited about being a part of that, and I know you're doing the fundraiser for the,
yes,
the rescue, which we're very grateful for. And on top of that, Dr. Marcella Salas,
yes,
she has Chihuahuas, and she's so excited to come,
yes,
to it as well. You know, she's a...
Oh, she's a sweetheart. You introduced us that the other night, and
yep,
she's great. I love that she's so advocating for the breed, too.
Yep. She's one of the main supporters that we have. We have several doctors that work in the local, you know, ones from the ASPCA. We have Dr. Salas, and then we have a few other doctors that are very, very supportive of what we do.
Guys, I am a big fan of this rescue group. They always say yes when I need help with a rescue. To hear such exciting news really makes me happy. And I know that you're all going to help. So please check their site at www.scarnewyork.org or simply Google Sean Casey Animal Rescue and you can find them so you can make the donations. This way, the center can be finished más rápido, faster. And if you want to have a copy of the handbook, Real Dogs Eat Meat, by Alpo, just go to their site at www.alporealdogs.com so you can download the ebook.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Hey, love to read, but just never seem to have enough time to sit in one place long enough? For all of us on-the-go people, Audible has the answer. Best-selling audiobooks for your iPod or MP3 player. For Pet Life Radio listeners, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 14-day trial to give you a chance to check out their service. Choose from hundreds of today's bestsellers, including awesome pet books such as Bad Dogs Have More Fun by Marley and Me author John Grogan, Love That Cat by Ingrid Newkirk, It's Okay to Miss the Bed on the First Jump, and other life lessons I learned from dogs by Seinfeld's John O'Hurley, and many, many more. Go to audiblepodcast.com/Vida, V-I-D-A. Again, that's audiblepodcast.com/Vida for your free audiobook.
Greetings, human. What planet am I on?
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet Magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet Magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at PetPlanetMagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in Paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No, to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
New York, the glitz, the glamour, the exciting Muttropolis, the sparkling kitty city that never sleeps. Join us each week for Pets in the City with your host, Diane West. Celebrity pet sightings, hot events, and news and reviews with the hottest movers, shakers, and tail waggers in New York. So take a bite out of the Big Apple with Pets in the City every week on demand only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets
on Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back. Qué bueno que están de regreso. I want to talk to you about a very interesting place que encontré in Tribeca, New York City. They have a veterinary center, a dog and cat daycare, and a canine rehab with hydro pools and treadmills. I first visited the veterinary center that is run by Dr. Francisco Di Polo, who also works for ASPCA and offers integrated medicine. In other words, it's a combination of conventional or traditional medicina with holistic approach. He kindly took me in a tour of the facilities and offered very interesting tips on how to obtain optimum health for our pets, la mejor salud. But before we get to that, let me describe the place so you have an idea. It's incredible. The veterinary center attends only cats and dogs. They have separate waiting areas. Each room has its own ventilation system. But for example, in the cat's room, you can smell a lavender scent that Dr. Di Polo claims keep them relaxed while being examined or waiting. Once the door of the examination room is closed, you hear nothing, nada, no ruido, no noise from next door room. So the animals do not get scared. The whole building is eco-friendly. It's around 120 years old, and the doctor has taken care to keep the original design. You can see iron columns being preserved to keep the architecture. It's a full-service hospital with holistic approach, like I said before, that is paperless practice. How cool is that? They use a state-of-the-art high technology. Have 5 people staff that is available all the time. And Dr. Di Polo has cameras on the wards that are hooked at his home, where he can also keep an eye on his patients at all times when he is, you know, relaxing. Each ward, the one for dogs and the other one for the cats, have pet acoustic music in a special frequency that is easily perceived by the pets to help them heal. It's absolutely made with the pets in mind first. Dr. Di Polo is extremely busy, however, he graced us with an interview. Listen to that. Okay, so we are at 77 Worth Street with Dr. Di Polo, right? I'm saying your name, right? Di Polo, right. Okay. Where are you from? Where are you originally from?
Yeah, I'm originally from Venezuela. I grew up in Caracas, and after my initial schooling, I moved to the U.S. to continue my postgraduate training, and it's been about 15 years since I've been living in the U.S.
Oh, fantastic. So, ¿habla español?
Yes.
Oh, that's great. Yes, yo también hablo español.
Very well.
Yes, well, actually, our show, Vida Doggy, is actually targeted for the Latin community.
Okay.
Yes, so it's great that you can speak Spanish and they will be able to come here and probably relate better to you and you can understand them.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. How long have you been a vet? You said 15 years?
It's been, 15 years since I originally graduated. It's been 10 years. Yeah, 10 years since I finished my postgrad, mm-hmm. and I've been practicing in the U.S.
And what made you become a vet?
I had a very close relationship with horses when I was growing up, and I horses have an energy that creates a lot of passion, and that mm-hmm. was what triggered my original interest. Mm-hmm. And from there, I evolved, you know, from just passion from animals or to animals to the medical, mm-hmm. the interest in the medical field. And
what is they call in Venezuela, the savanna?
It's an area where there's usually a lot of horses in the uh-huh. countryside.
Yeah.
But also in the cities, you have some kind of contact with the with horses, because mm-hmm. People either use them for jumping and leisure, or many other ways. But the truth is that for the last 12 years or so, my focus has been primarily in small animals, and my practice is basically just dogs and cats. That's all I care for. Mm-hmm. And I do what's called integrative medicine, so I combine the best of Western advanced medicine mm-hmm. with more holistic concepts like acupuncture, herbal medicine, nutritional therapies. Mm-hmm.
And what made you go it that way? What made you go into the more, you know, to also include that holistic approach in your in your practice?
Well, you know, I think that very early in my career, I realized that there were a lot of limitations in medicine. So that kind of trigger the interest in trying to see what else could be done to improve, more than anything, the quality of life of these sick animals. And so that was the original interest. And as I discovered that treatment option, I realized that to maintain optimal health, the holistic or integrative medicine approach has a lot more tools than just the Western standard medicine. So the idea is to maintain health in an optimal way.
And how do you think that pet owners can do at their home to maintain that health?
Well, you know, I think that it's education, having the interest to learn, and applying concepts that sometimes are very simple, same concepts that apply to us. If you are exercising properly, maintaining, you know, the right body weight, and eating properly, then you have achieved
a lot. So one big factor is the nutrition.
Absolutely.
And what would you consider a complete, but nowadays a lot of people are going into home based meal, probably because they are concerned on a lot of the recalls on the commercial feeding, right?
Yes.
So as a veterinarian, what is there any guide or any, you know, a table where you can follow that is considered a whole dog home food?
So you know, we go back again to the individual. You know, every pet is different, like every person is different. So expecting that you will be able to achieve optimal health just by eating what comes in a bag is very unrealistic. I always try to compare that with believing that you can feed your kids, you know, what comes out of a cereal box and expecting them to be healthy. They may meet some of the energetic requirements, but not achieve optimal health. So the key is to use a combination of, and in the right proportions of proteins, fats, and vegetables, and then combined with vitamins and micronutrients. And there's a lot of information. There's many books written in the topic. At the same time, you know, it's I think that I can't summarize in a
so it's difficult because it has to be within the individual animal on their own needs.
Yeah, more than anything.
So how an owner can identify that?
Yes. Well, you know, there's some baselines. I don't think that the learning the specific needs of one individual is such a crucial thing. It would be great if we could do that. You know, in general, dogs and cats are fed different because they're different species. While dogs are considered omnivores, they also thrive with meat and fat. So they're more in the carnivore category than anything else. So the idea is to feed them, offer them a good source of protein with some small percentage of carbohydrates and vegetables. And it's very important to use a multivitamin that is a good quality multivitamin to try to meet some of the micronutrients deficiencies.
Just like we need.
Yeah, exact way. So what I'm trying to say, my point here is that even though I think that home meals are superior in quality, the trick here is to do it in a way where things are balanced properly, this is somewhat done under some kind of supervision, or at least with some level of education about it. I don't think that just feeding your pet what was left after dinner is healthy.
It will have the nutrition necessary.
Well, we can cause a lot of harm too. You know, if they eat high levels of fat or high levels of sodium, salt, and spices and things that we eat.
Especially si son latinos,
exactly,
como nosotros.
Exactly. So that can be potentially very dangerous to the pets, and it's important to be aware of that. So pets should be catered to their specific needs. All I'm trying to propose here is that the ingredients that we use to feed ourselves are probably better than the ingredients that the food industry normally uses for producing the dog.
So that's why it's so important when, you know, you see your client and you know how they eat, what are, you know, their feeding habits, and that's what they probably can give to their animals. Because if you're eating it, probably, you know, there's a chance that, I mean, if you're eating organic vegetables, organic meat, so that's pretty good for the animals too.
Yeah. I mean, if unless it's going to be done in a serious and educated way, it is much better to get food out of a can than experiment.
Yes, no, absolutely.
Scraps. Yeah.
And it's always, you know, the best way is for them to come to your clinic and discuss with you if they want to go that way.
Absolutely, yeah. Uh-huh. It's always,
so that way you can assess and evaluate the pet.
Under some kind of supervision, mm-hmm. is definitely important. Mm-hmm. There are many good brands out there, some good companies that are philosophically right about mm-hmm. how to produce this diet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's also a matter of trying to look for those that are, usually smaller companies that are trying to just create a high quality product.
Mm-hmm.
And they tend to be philosophically correct.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, so if you will have any advice that you can leave to give to our listeners, that would be what? What would be the best advice? Just one. If you would, you have a chance to give just, you know, right now, one advice. What would be it?
Yeah, I would say that, you know, cautiously, incorporate some vegetables into your pet's diet.
Okay.
And speak to your veterinarian or someone who can guide you mm-hmm. In this direction. I think that the opinion of the professional ultimately should weigh more than any experimentation.
No, absolutely. Yes, that's why you're a professional. Now, I would like our listeners to know that you've been working for ASPCA for a few years now,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you said that you help over around 3,000 animals a year in combination with your private yeah. practice yeah. and the ASPCA.
I believe that at least 3,000 pets are spayed and neutered. At least I do that every mm-hmm. year.
That's magnificent,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, I saw the program when I started working with them, we were doing about 6,000 animals per year. Last year, the program spayed and neutered over 32,000. And so they have grown very dramatically, and they're helping a lot of people that mm-hmm. Don't have the needs they don't have the means of
mm-hmm, the means.
To have their pets spayed and neutered.
Mm-hmm.
And this outreach program is really a great alternative for them.
And how are these programs? Is that the vans that go to the different communities
yeah.
and then you are in one of the vans doing
yes.
the surgeries and meeting the owners one-on-one?
Yeah. It's a big production and the staff is great. So basically they select the areas where they want to mm-hmm. offer the services and promote them. And then the van shows up every single day of the week. There's 5 vans all over the city doing this. And they mm-hmm. Do from 20 to 30 animals per day.
Mm-hmm.
And so the staff gets there, they meet these pets, the surgeons come over, examine them, do everything in a very high quality and high level of standards. And then the pets are going home the same day. That's one of the limitations of the program, but
mm-hmm.
but it's still a very, very great,
reliable service,
yes.
yeah, to the community, and I have to commend you for that. You know, that's as a Hispanic, I know how it is. You know, to do the outreach to our communities and how
yeah.
important it is. So, and you are a Latino,
yes.
you know, so the more that you know, we want to show in the community, you know, how you are helping, you're lending a hand
yeah.
to our own community. So,
yeah.
But anyhow, So what services you offer here? You can do dental, you can do, you know, spay and neuter.
Yeah.
I saw that you have your X-ray equipment. Tell us a little about your facilities. I love the eco-friendliness of it.
Yes, it's a great facility. It's meant to be a full-service animal hospital where we take we have put a lot of effort into caring for the details of how to make the whole experience for the clients and the pets as easy and stress-free as possible. We do have cutting-edge technology, from simple things to more complex equipment like the digital X-ray and anesthesia monitoring systems that we use. So we basically have the capacity to offer any level of care. The way we do it is by integrating that high technology medicine with more holistic concepts,
mm-hmm.
so we can use a variety of medical modalities to improve the chances of these pets recovering from whatever diseases they have, and ideally actually preventing these diseases so that they can live a healthier life without necessarily having to be hospitalized. If they happen to be hospitalized, then we want to offer them the best environment and the best chances to recover, and that's why they have their own intensive care units where they can have their own temperature regulated, music that is catered to decrease the stress.
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
yes, I know. So you said that it goes to the to a lower frequency where the animals feel more relaxed.
Yes. Yeah. The music is created. It's there's some technology behind that where the there's certain the music is produced in a frequency that is easier to for the pets to assimilate, and it's created with the intention of minimizing stress. And we use that. We try to use look into these little things that may make the whole experience better for the animal.
Yeah, well, I'm very impressed, and I'm for once I'm gonna say I'm bringing me cinco chihuahuas to you. Well, thank you so much to Dr. DiPaolo for having us today and giving us a tour of your offices, and then we look forward to see you more around in the community and see how you keep growing.
Yes, yeah, me too.
Okay, great, thanks.
My pleasure.
It's no joke, no es broma when I say que my chihuahuas will be visiting Dr. DiPaolo. Now, when I was on my way out, that's how I found the other services in the building. I met Felix Rosario, who is the caretaker of Wagging Tail Dog and Cat Daycare. I understand that they open every day, offering boarding, grooming, and of course the daycare services. I observed two areas, one for big dogs and one for smaller dogs, 40 pounds less. It's interesting that he mentioned that lately French bulldogs were their top breed going to the location. Felix introduced me to Water for Dogs, a hydrotherapy pool used for therapies from surgeries to weight loss on the animals, in this case the dogs, and they also have underwater treadmills. While I was admiring the equipment, two beautiful German shepherds were attend to. One was with a staff member receiving the water massage. The other dog was comfortably watching from the border of the pool. One cool thing is that they have a cafe on the ground floor with live cameras on the pool, so the owner can enjoy a cup of organic coffee that comes from fair trade organic or direct trade rainforest coffee that support the communities while dogs receive their services. Again, environmentally aware and friendly place. It's two screen TVs, each one is 52 inches. In the cafe, you can also have iced tea, a protein shake, a salad, or a soup. Really, really cool place to visit. But again, this is at 77 Worth Street. It's three floors. What can I say? This is an amazing place to go with your dog and receive services. It's amazing. And with this, we're going to be saying goodbye for now. Gracias por su apoyo. It's until the next episode of Vida Doggy. Besitos dulces from the Nieves family.
Let's Talk Pets. Every week on demand. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.